Dylan, let's talk about this match with Doug. Obviously, you guys have played some junior golf and go back, so you knew who you were playing here a little bit. And it looks like you got off to a good start on the front nine. You were just able to kind of keep the pedal down a little bit.
I was just playing consistent golf. This morning, I didn't drive the ball very well, so it was kind of a difficult time for me to play against Demerat in the morning. But, you know, this afternoon, I got the driver going, and I really put myself into some good positions.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about this golf course. I know, being with Illinois, you get to travel to some great invitationals and see some of these classic gems. How does Knollwood stack up, and how's it playing this week?
You know, this is a first-class golf course. You know, they've done a great job with everything. I mean, hospitality. I mean, I know the greens are kind of dormant, and they're kind of baked out, but, you know, the superintendent's doing everything he can so that we can play this event. I thoroughly enjoy my time here, especially in the Chicago area, being from the University of Illinois. It's a great welcome. There's a bunch of Illini fans out here, and, you know, it's always good to play in front of the home, so it's great.
Western Golf Association, the guys have been saying they've been doing a great job all week, and this tournament is always well run.
Oh, yeah, they do a fantastic job. They know what they're doing. They've done this for numerous years. They have so many directors. They have a bunch of people that are willing to support this event. So, you know, everything's just, it's just a good combination for something good to happen.
Did you talk much with Nick, or do you guys get any bragging rights of last Illini standing in this tournament or anything like that?
No, we don't. We kind of root each other on, more than kind of. We really root each other on. You know, I was kind of disappointed the way his match went this morning. I was really wanting to play him in the finals. You know how that goes. I'm sure Coach wanted that too, but, we're just competitors, and we're going to see each other at the USAM, and hopefully cross paths then.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how all the NCAA rules work, but have you heard from Coach this week, or is he allowed to talk to you at this time of year?
Oh, yeah, Coach is able to talk to us at any time. Yeah, he's texted me and Nick in a group chat saying, good job, keep it going. You know, I'm sure I want to talk to him tonight. I've talked to him a couple nights here and there, but, he doesn't say much. He's a man of few words, as people well know. But, you know, it's always a good time and a good thing to hear that you did a good job from him.
Mm-hmm. Look into the crystal ball a little bit. I know you like to stay in the moment, but you've made it to the final day at least. Your thoughts about how you approach tomorrow?
Same thing as I did today, one shot at a time. Don't get ahead of myself. Just keep fairways and greens and just keep putting pressure on them because I hit it shorter than everybody, so I have to hit first. So Let's just go ahead and keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about Oakland Hills? Have you guys ever been there? Has Illinois been there? I don't know.
No, I have never been there. Illinois, I don't think his coach has ever been there, but I've heard they've had a couple PGA Championships, U.S. Open, so it's a good Ryder Cups. Yeah, so it's a good little place.
Well, Doug, unfortunately, it's match play, and sometimes these things end quickly, and yours ended too quickly today for you, didn't you?
Yeah, it happens. You hate it for it to happen to you. You'd rather be the one on top, but yeah, it's just how it goes. Someone has to come out of the short end.
Mm-hmm. Do you know Dylan much since he plays at Illinois? I know you go to Texas, but do you guys know each other much?
Yeah, our teams meet each other quite a bit each season. So, yeah, I knew Dylan since junior golf and played with him a couple of times. So, yeah, you could say that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about this week. Obviously, it's been a great run until just this afternoon.
It's been fun. The course, it was fun to test my game against such a difficult golf course and difficult conditions. I don't take it lightly making it to the Sweet 16. I know how difficult that is. And, I still consider this a pretty good week. I didn't have my best game this week, so to be able to contend with what I had was probably something that I'll take away from this tournament and be pretty happy with. But looking forward to having these next couple of days off and make some tweaks and go into the USAM and see if I can go a little further there.
Mm-hmm. What do you know about Oakland Hills?
I don't know much about it. I just know that it's in Michigan and that I'm playing in it. So looking forward to seeing the golf course. I know it's a major championship venue and, the USGA usually puts out a pretty good tournament. So excited to be there. It's always good to be at one of those.
Mm-hmm. What didn't happen for you in this match? Some missed putts or were you pushing the ball around from tee to green?
I guess you could say I just wasn't quite as sharp. In the morning I made a couple of crucial putts here and there, and I was trying to be patient and seeing if I could get one to go, and I just kept burning edges, and that's just the difference, and you know, you can't really force anything, especially when Dylan's playing so well. And it just, bottom line, didn't happen in this match. But at the end of the day, I know that there'll be more matches in the future, and hopefully I'll be able to break through.
Mm-hmm. Now you've got Oakland Hills, you got the AM, and then you go back to school, I'm assuming, and mm-hmm. You start digging into the fall season. Are you guys coming up for the Olympia Fields tournament, Illinois Invitational?
We're planning on it. I know that there's the World Team Cup for the USGA in Mexico this year, and I know that a couple of guys in the team have a chance to make it, but given that, I mean, we're expecting to be there, and we always are there, so we'll be looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously, I would guess that you and your team will be on a mission, getting so close at the national championship last year, and you'd probably love to come home and get that title this year in your home state, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more that I want as a collegiate player to win a national championship with my team. You know, I'd rather not win any tournaments and win a national championship with my team than be the Fred Haskins Award winner. So, yeah, it was bitter losing so close in Eugene, but I think what happened to us will only make us stronger. We lost pretty bitterly in the quarterfinals the year before, and we grew, and we're just going to keep growing. So we have high expectations again, but, you know, it's a long year. A lot of things can happen from here on and there out, even at the tournament, as we saw last year. So, but we're still looking forward to it.
I know you're not in town a lot right now because you're obviously at school and you're traveling around with the Longhorns, but when you're in town, where do you practice now? I know your indoor place where we saw you when you signed your letter of intent, they closed. So where do you go now when you're here? Are you just moving around?
I'm just kind of moving around. I don't really have a spot to, per se. I have friends that are members at different places. So I'll play at courses like Twin Orchard or maybe even a place like this or Conway. But for the most part, just kind of hopping around. It's not worth getting a membership if I'm only here for a couple of weeks this summer, or year in that matter, because when I'm home, it's winter time and there's not much golfing going around. So it's still kind of the way it used to be, course hopping, but a little bit nicer golf courses now that I've gotten a little bit better. They let me out a little bit more in different places.
Well, Nick, incredible week here at the Western Amateur. Obviously, there's a lot of golf this week, and well, at least you made it through most of the tournament anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. It was another great week. The WGA puts on great events, and no, this is definitely the one I look forward to all year. I'm honored to make it back to the Sweet 16 again. Not really happy with how I played this morning, but that's golf. It is what it is. It's a hard game, and just going to, you know, try to learn from it and work on what I need to do to get better and to win it next year.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about making that quick transition from stroke play over to match play, because a lot of the big amateur tournaments, you got to do that.
Right, yeah. No, yeah, it's I mean, it's definitely a transition, but I think then again, you just got to focus on what you need to do and, you know, put the pressure on your opponent and not, you know, force things too much. You know, I felt like I forced things a little bit too much this morning, got off to a bad start, and, yeah, just never really recovered.
How is the course playing out there now? I know it's been a hot week. I'm sure it's pretty dry.
No, yeah, we got some overnight rain last night, though, so the course was a little softer today. Definitely more gettable, and but, you know, the course is still playing firm, and it's tough. So it was still in really good shape, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was there any part of the match where it started to get away from you a little bit?
Yeah. I just kept on missing putts. I mean, the whole front nine, I think I missed five putts inside 10 feet on the front. So that really, you know, just never getting any momentum going when you miss those putts from 5 to 10 feet. So it's tough to win matches when you miss, you know, quite a few of those. And definitely I learned that this morning.
Mm-hmm. And now, how do you prepare to get ready for Oakland Hills?
I feel like my game's in great form. I just, you know, got to force myself to rest up a little bit and then get back at it and, you know, probably work on short game and putting a lot and, you know, chip and putt a lot when I get there, and then feel like my ball striking is really good. I don't need to do much there, so I'm feeling good.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm sure you go right back to school from the amateur, and shortly beyond that, there'll be a couple of tournaments, and Illinois, I'm assuming, has its tournament back at Olympia Fields again.
Yes, yeah, I'll be looking forward to that, to getting back to school and working with coach down there and working on our facility. I can't wait to get back down there because, you know, we got top-notch facility right on campus. So I'm really excited to get working with the guys, see the teammates, and get back at it with them.
What do you think of this match going on out here? Doug Gimmon, I'm sure you know Doug, and he's playing one of your teammates out there, yeah, Dylan Meyer.
Yeah, I'm about to go watch out there right now. I'm excited for Dylan. He's 3-up. I saw 3-8. So I'm going to root him on. I mean, good friends with both of them, but, you know, I'm going to root for my teammate.